Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan is ending. And every one of us should pause for a short while and examine his or her performance during the month of Ramadan. If we feel that we did good during this month, then we should be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say Alhamdulillah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. Had it not been for the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy upon you, none of you would have been purified. So whatever act of worship, whatever righteousness that we attained during this month was because of the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His bounty upon us. Now, whoever feels that his shortcomings during the month of Ramadan was more than his good deeds, then one should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance, knowing that the door of repentance is always open for all the people who want to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is open at all times. And when we say repentance, this must be accompanied by the feeling of sorrow and remorse, and the determination that one take advantage of time and be a better servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing that we should never do is to despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because despairing of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doubting the ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive and accept our repentance. So we should be sincere and honest with ourselves in evaluating ourselves at the end of the month of Ramadan. Dear brothers and sisters, once again in the end of the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us another opportunity in order to cleanse and purify ourselves. That is by means of Zakatul Fitr. It is a ritual that is meant to purify ourselves and also as a feeding for the poor people, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, فَرَضَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ زَكَاةَ الْفِطْرِ طُهْرَةً لِلصَّائِمِ مِنَ اللَّغْوِ وَالرَّفَثِ وَطُعْمَةً لِلْمَسَاكِينَ. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has enjoined Zakatul Fitr as a purification means for the fasting person and from vain talk and indecent actions, and as a form of feeding the poor people. What is the ruling of Zakatul Fitr? Zakatul Fitr is an obligation because Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu recorded in the hadith which was narrated in the hadith that was recorded by Bukhari and Muslim, that farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zakat al-fitr min Ramadan sa'an min tamrin aw sa'an min sha'ir على العبد والحر والذكر والأنثى والصغير والكبير من المسلمين. That Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم enjoined Zakat al-Fitr of Ramadan Sa'. Sa' is a measurement unit. Sa' of date or sa' of barley upon all Muslims, whether they are young or old, men or women, slaves or free men. So it is an obligation, and every head of household should pay it upon himself and upon every member of his family. It is an obligation upon every person who has surplus And surplus does not mean $1 million in his account or $2 million in his account. Surplus in the Islamic understanding mean a food that is more than his need for the day and the night. Any person who has within his possession food that is surplus of his need for his day and night must pay zakat al-fitr. Now, what is the wisdom of this great ritual and great ibadah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined upon us? Number one, it is an act of generosity towards the poor people, so that during the Eid day that they can share the joy and the rejoice of that occasion with the rest of the people, and to train ourselves to give, to donate, to sacrifice, and to be generous during the end of Ramadan. And also, as I mentioned in the hadith, that it is a purification means from any wrongdoing one has committed during the month of Ramadan. It also displays our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for helping us to complete the month of Ramadan, and an act of a display of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever bounties He has graced us with. And as you have noticed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it comes to zakat al-fitr, he specified specific food items, and therefore it is an obligation according to the position of the majority of the scholars that you give this zakat al-fitr in form of food items. And their reasonings, their position is based on many reasons. One of them is that because this was the instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and not to do so is a violation of the instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the companions radiyallahu anhum's practice was to distribute it in a form of food items. And because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has specified this, these food items, and specified the timing for spending the zakatul fitr, so changing the form in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has ordered to give the this sadaqah in is life changing the timing of it, and there is no difference between the two. And also, if you think about the items that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam specified, you find that they are items that have different value. So he said sa'an min tamar, sa' of date, and sa' of sha'ir, and they have two different values. One is more expensive than the other. So had the value was meant by itself, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have specified one kind or one item food, and then he said that you can give the equivalent of that value from other item food, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not do. In addition, dear brothers and sisters, zakat al-fitr is a sha'ira, which means it is something that can be witnessed by people, in which community spirit is demonstrated. And this cannot be established without teamwork and people helping one another, cooperating, making ta'awun between each other in order to collect and distribute this zakat. So if we are to spend it in cash, this whole scene of the sha'ira will disappear. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has specified this so that this becomes a sha'ira that can people can witness. Does this mean that we cannot use cash or pay it in cash? Yes, we can, inshallah, pay it in cash, but in order for us to combine between the facility of cash and also abide by the instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give it in a form of food items, we can authorize the masjid or whatever organization to whom we are giving the money, authorize them, have the intention to authorize them to buy food on our behalf and give it to the needy people. And this is what we are doing in the masjid, inshallah. So you may give this zakat of fitr with this intention and give the zakat upon every member of your family. So if we are to assume that you are a husband and wife and three children, you have to pay zakat al-fitr on behalf of five members of this family. And we estimated $8 per person, but this estimate may vary. So if you hear that one organization has a different number, this should be understandable, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given a range of items of food that one can buy and spend for and give for the poor people. Now, we mentioned Sa' many times. We said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has enjoined upon Muslims to pay zakat al-fitr of Ramadan sa'an min tamrin aw sa'an min sha'ir. Sa' is a measurement unit. It is a volume unit. And therefore a sa' of date is different than sa' of barley and a sa' of a different item, food item. Do we know how much to give? We can make the sa' of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can bring a container and fill it. The sa' of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 480 mithqal, and mithqal of the good type of wheat grains. So if you have 480 mithqal, which is equivalent to 2040 grams, which is equivalent to approximately 4.5 American pounds, and fill that container with this and mark where the level where this grain ends, this would be the volume unit of the sa' that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to measure with. And then you can fill it from any food item that is acceptable. And if you think about the different food items that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam specified, it represent the basic food of that time. And therefore, in some of the narration, it mentions sa'an min ta'am. It is a sa' of food. So, any item that is food item that is considered a basic food, like even rice or oil or any thing that is similar. And this matter may differ from one country to another and from one time to another. The common thing that combine all the food items that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned is that it is of the basic food of the people that time. So we can, inshallah, do this, and it's good that we as a community practice this. It's good that we go and buy these, that people go buy their zakat al-fitr, bring it to the masjid, and have this community spirit, and let our children witness this sha'ira, and we distribute it to the people. However, if we don't, we can again give this, and the masjid, inshallah, will do it on behalf of you. When is one enjoined to spend this zakah? The time of obligation is sunset of the last day of Ramadan. This is when zakat al-fitr becomes an obligation. However, there are some reports from some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that they used to spend it 1 or 2 days earlier, not earlier than that. And the best time of it is before Salatul Eid, during the day of Eid. This is the best time to distribute Zakatul Fitr. So one should try his best to do it, inshallah. Who deserves this zakat? Any person who is in need, who does not find his basic need. Any needy person or poor person who is indebted. And indebted does not mean some businessman who has a lot of loans here and there. And the person who is indebted is the person who cannot afford to pay his loan back. So this zakat can be given to the poor and the needy, and they can be given what suffices them. So it is not one zakat of one family for one needy person. Rather, you could give the zakat to a fitr of 50 people to one person. So you give them what suffices them by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, the purpose of this zakat is one more opportunity for us to cleanse ourselves, so we come out of the month of Ramadan completely pure and cleansed from all our sins and impurity. Eid is a very special occasion, and we are, inshallah, to receive Eid al-Fitr in a couple of days. Eid is an occasion of rejoice and happiness, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to alleviate the pain and suffering of all the people and all the Muslims who suffer all around the world, so that they can enjoy the blessings and the rejoice of the day of Eid. Every nation, it has their celebration, their festivals, and for us Muslims, what distinguish us from the rest of people, what set us apart of different people, is these three major Eids that we have. We have Eid that take place on a weekly basis. That is Friday. That is Jumu'ah. This is one of our Eids, and this is also a special occasion in which we congregate and pray and supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have two more Eids. That is Eid al-Fitr, that comes after the month of Ramadan, and Eid al-Adha, which comes after the obligation of Hajj. Now, Eid is very special occasion, and it is part of the characteristics of the Muslim that they celebrate these Eid. Eid is, as I say, the time of rejoice. However, all our actions are governed by the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and governed by the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, Muslims, even during their Eid, there are certain etiquettes, there are certain guidelines that they follow, and we should be aware that this is a religious and this is a Eid that is sanctioned by Allah and His Messenger, and therefore we should not feel the freedom after the month of Ramadan, after this month in which we observed certain restrictions, that now during the day of Eid we can do whatever. You know, some people, even some people who come and pray Salat al-Taraweeh, they don't pray Fajr at the day of Eid. They don't pray Dhuhr. That's it. Many people, unfortunately, have become seasonal Muslims, part-time Muslims. And this is a phenomenon that we need to change by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, Salatul Eid, there is the ruling of Salatul Eid. There is a difference between the scholars about the opinion about the ruling of Salatul Eid. Some scholars they believe that it is an obligation, and they cite some evidences such as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never ever left out this prayer, Salatul Eid, which is a sign that it is an obligation. Had it not been an obligation, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have left one or two, as he did when the matter was related to Salatul Taraweeh. He left it so that people would not think that it is an obligation, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not make it an obligation on us. Other evidence is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. So here فَصَلِّ referred to Salatul Eid, and Salatul Eid and this is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means pray. So the command means that it is this is a wajib. A third evidence that they cite is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded the women, those women who are in their menses cycle, to attend and witness the gathering, not to pray, just to attend and witness the gathering. So they say that if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has commanded the women who are excused from praying to attend, this means that when it comes to the rest of the Muslims, they must attend and they must witness this great gathering, the gathering of Eid. And by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that most Muslims nowadays they attend Salatul Eid. You find a lot bigger gathering during Salatul Eid than other gathering. There are, dear brothers and sisters, some of etiquettes that we need to observe, or some sunan of Eid that we need to observe during the Eid time. It is a special occasion, and therefore we need to prepare ourselves, wash our body, and adorn ourselves, wear our best, wear perfume in case of men, because women are not allowed to wear perfume outside of their homes, and be ready for this occasion. Number two, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the Eid, especially Eid al-Fitr, he used to eat before he go to Salatul Eid. And eat does not mean eat a feast, rather is eat few dates. It is the sunnah, and if we follow the sunnah, we will get reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we would be demonstrating our servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because eating during after Fajr at Eid day is an act of worship, but eating after Fajr just one day before that is a major sin. So this shows that we revolve with the deen wherever it takes us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us eat, we eat. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to stop eating, we stop eating. It is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to eat dates before going to the Eid, and it's good inshallah to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I said, it is the sunnah for women also to attend this gathering. It is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to go to the place of prayer of Eid from one route and return from another. And scholars, they try to understand or give some reasoning for this. And the best reason to do this is that it is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it, and therefore we do it. It is the sunnah of Eid to say takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and this takbir start from the time that we set out and go to the place of Eid prayer, and this ends when the khatib start the prayer. When the imam start the prayer, we stop the takbir. It is the sunnah, and the sunnah to say it loud and to say it continuously until we enter the imam of Eid stand for praying. It is also the sunnah to allow our children, our family, more forms of entertainment during this Eid. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam permitted certain things that was not permitted otherwise, like hearing the songs of young girls singing with daf during the day of Eid, as is the case during the wedding. So these are special occasions and allowed the Muslims to have more fun during them. However, fun, entertainment that is governed by the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not by people who drink before Ramadan and then stop drinking at the month of Ramadan, and at Eid time they go back to drinking. This is something that is not part of the manners of Muslims, and people should stay away from all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us our siyam, our qiyam, and to inshaAllah get us out of this Ramadan with the taqwa, with the righteousness, and with more refined character, and make us a different person in Ramadan, a person who is more submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and more following of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.